As a Triple M listener, we're sure you're familiar with a Sunday session.
Froppers!
Now, get ready for a Sunday session with a difference. Ow! It's the Rush Hours Sunday session, the best of JB and Billy on Triple M.
Fat, we asked you to come up with a phone this week, and all you could think of was, what have you seen?
Unusual. It's the Rush Hour favourite, Jimmy Boy, and people have seen some very unusual things. Plus, you're going to tell us about the 95-96 Sheffield Shield final.
Days afterwards.
Well, days after. Yes. Plus, I've got a very funny joke.
Well, it won't be funny.
Yes, it will.
But this will be. Next, we hear how Hawthorn were rorting the salary cap in the 80s. And Fat wasn't happy about it.
Bloody Dermot and Dipper and all those flogs.
Triple M advises the following segment may contain coarse language, adult themes, and excessive yelling. Kids in cars, you've been warned.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It's time for the big bloke to explode.
Calm down, Fat.
This is Billy's Bake.
Now, Jim, there comes a time in every man's life when he's had enough, where he's reached the end of the rope. A time when he can take no more, Jimmy Boy.
Yes.
Well, for Anthony William, that time is now! I'll tell you what I should have heard twice in my life, Jim.
Number 16, Billy Rowless.
And there I go, up on stage and get my medal.
Yes.
But I didn't hear that. No, no. And guess why, Jim?
Why?
Because Hawthorn and Carlton are cheating. That's why! Overpaid salary cap cheating. I always knew Carlton did it in 95, Jim.
Yes.
But now Hawthorn in 89, they cheated. I should have realised, Jimmy Boy, it was right under my nose.
What was?
How could Piggy Dunstall afford the saloon bar? Answer me that. Brereton was driving around in a Ferrari, Jim. In a red Ferrari, I said.
I heard you.
Well, say something, you dead. The karma train will run those f***s over, I'm telling you, Jim.
Well, it's been 30 years and it hasn't happened yet.
Shut the up! Seriously, Fierdeacon, Pritchard, Buchanara, Condon, Madigan, Mad Dog Madigan, Fierdeacon, Jim. How did they play in a premiership and I didn't?
Because they're bloody good players.
Oh,
that's
Fierdeacon Ramsey, shut that up! I'll kill that. It's like I always say, Jim.
Oh, no.
Every dog has its day. Unless you played for f***ing Geelong in the 90s, Jim. Oh, no. Salary cap cheating has cost me 2 premierships, Jim.
Mm.
And those greedy Hawthorn f***ing have already won 5. They can get f***ing. You can get f***ing. You can get f***ing, Rebsy. The listeners can get f***ing. Morrissey, DeWald, Ali DeWald, Jim.
He didn't play.
The fly f***ing Russell Morris, Jim.
He didn't play either.
Dipper. Dipper can't f***ing talk, Jim. Gary Ayres. Those big f***ing teeth. Come on, Ayres.
Oh, no.
Nara.
Oh, no.
And Greg Deer. Fanning and Greg Deer, Jim. Deer in the headlight. Wow, we.
Turn him.
Poor old Anthony William. Nothing.
Oh, my God.
He's off.
Oh, no. Oh, my stomach hurts. The Sheffield Shield final 95-96, I think, will go down as one of the all-time great Sheffield Shield cricket matches ever played.
So what happened? Give us a quick rundown.
Adam Gilchrist made 180 off about 30 balls.
180?
Oh, it's unbelievable, Bill. He scrapped around to get to about 30, and then the next 150 runs he made, nothing but the middle of the bat.
For WA.
He kept donging him out into the St. Peter's Cathedral car park. He kept hitting everyone for four or six.
What did he really have?
189 off 187.
Yep.
Jeez.
Oh, Bill, he could not have hit him any better.
Who did you play?
It was the sort of coming out innings, if you like, for Gilly.
WA.
But the WA side in that game, I think
playing?
There was Mike Hussey,
SA,
there was Justin.
WA.
Right. Well, who do you think he was playing for?
Well, I don't know. New South Wales.
He played two games in New South Wales, I reckon, at the start of his career. He played all his Shield cricket for WA.
All right, he's playing for WA.
But they, at that time, had, in that game, I reckon, Mike Hussey played, Justin Langer played, Damien Martin played, Tom Moody played.
Yep.
They had an incredible team. Great and then team. Joe Angel and Bernard Julian. And all. Anyway,
Henry Jigger,
Brad Hogg. So amazing game of cricket. But the reason it was amazing, in fact, I made hundreds. The reason it was an amazing game of cricket is because Peter McIntyre, who didn't know which end of the bat to hold, and Shane George, who didn't know which end of the bat to hold, had to bat for the best part of an hour on the last afternoon to save the game.
Facing who?
And they got through, facing Brad Hogg and Brendan Julian. So they got through, which meant that South Australia won the game and pandemonium broke loose. Oh, people everywhere.
Good win.
Was a great win. Great game of cricket.
Great win.
Anyway. So, about 2 days after that, and fair to say, Bill, South Australia hadn't won the Sheffield Shield since, I think, 1980. So, it would have been a long 16-year drought.
Wrong.
Probably not as long as the drought we're experiencing just at the minute. But anyway, it's been a long time.
Yep.
So, we were sponsored at the time, and I'm pretty sure they still are, by West End Brewery.
Of course.
So,
which is made in Adelaide.
Home final, we win. So, West End kicked in, I think it was 8 cartons each.
8 slabs.
8 slabs of West End draft.
To each player.
Now, I'm not a beer drinker, as you know. It landed at my front door, and I was very grateful because it was very generous, but I'm thinking, how the hell am I going to get through them? Anyway, 2.5 days later, Fat, we had to turn up to the Premier's office for a reception.
Oh, nice.
So, Bill.
2 days.
We had all been, Tim May, myself, Greg Blewett, Tim Nielsen, Jason Gillespie.
Yeah,
we'd all basically hadn't got home, I reckon, pretty much. So we'd almost gone the whole way through.
Ooh.
Anyway, we turn up very dusty to this reception. Had the team uniform on, the stupid old blue blazer and the cream pants and the tie and everything.
Looking like smacks.
Oh, but proper smacks. Yeah. Anyway, as we're ready to go in and be greeted by the Premier, Shane George rolls up.
Shane.
I hadn't laid eyes on him. We won the game, Bill. I had not laid my eyes on him since we left the dressing room that night.
He was a fast bowler, yeah.
Fast bowler and a bloody good bloke, Georgie, too. So anyway, we're all standing there.
Haven't seen him.
He comes wandering up. I'm like, where the hell do you think you've been? No one's seen him. Anyway, he's looking a bit sheepish.
Yeah.
So we're doing as we're told because the official at the Premier's office is telling us how it's going to be and where we've got to sit and how we're walking in and all the rest of it. Anyway, so we're all bloody standing there in line.
Yeah.
Georgie turns to me and he says, you know that beer the brewery gave us?
The 8 slabs.
8 slabs. I said, yes, Shane, I've got a good idea about that. He goes, how long was that meant to last?
he hadn't drank the 8 slabs.
He downed the lot.
8 slabs in two days.
2 days. I hadn't had one.
You hadn't had one beer.
He finished the lot.
You should have given him your 8.
He could easily have had one. In fact, he should have driven around
a good drink.
Bill.
Back in the day when
we're all responsible, of course, and we're not promoting that would be anything you'd want to do. But, Bill.
Oh, that's a good trick.
How long were they meant to last? Come on, Georgie. Oh, jeez.
Oh, it reminds me when I did that too. We didn't even win, Jim.
Our next guest is a queen of the hardwood, dominating the mid-court for both the Melbourne Vixens and Aussie Diamonds.
Great cut from Maloney, finds Thwaites all alone at home, and it's goal Melbourne.
Ahead of the return of Super Netball for 2020 with a big Victorian derby between the Vixens and Magpies, please welcome Kate Maloney.
Oh, as good a netballer as we have in this country, Kate Maloney, and she joins us now from the Hub in Brisbane. Kate, nice chatting to you.
Yeah, thanks for having you guys.
Oh, now, it's been a low-key build-up for you because of all the bloody mayhem that's going on, but are you ready to go?
Yeah, it sure has been a low-key build-up, but it's been 8 months of pre-season, and we just can't wait to get out there and play on the weekend.
And play the Magpies, so the cross-town rivals in Brisbane.
Yeah, it's a little bit strange, isn't it? Mm. It's always a big build-up when we play the Magpies in Melbourne, and we love playing against them and the rivalry that we have built, but it's going to be a little bit different in Brisbane. We'll have no crowds, and we'll have to create that energy, and it's going to be a little bit strange, but can't wait to play against them.
How you go with the no crowd thing, do you reckon? Because the footballers, I think, early found it hard.
Yeah.
I don't reckon people like the cricketers will, because they're used to, growing up playing in front of no one, but how will the netball girls go with it?
Yeah, look, I think we'll be fine. I think it'll be strange running out onto court with no one there, but I think once, that whistle goes to start the game, it should be business as usual. And I'm quite loud anyway, so I'll have to make up for the having no supporters in the crowd.
Hey, you got a co-captain.
I sure do, in Lizzie Watson. So one of the best netballers in Australia or in the world. I think it was probably a matter of time before she joined me. And, yeah, I'm really excited to have that support from her and, yeah, see what we can do with that leadership as well.
My understanding, Kate, is Joe Weston's name was put up, but no one could understand a word she said.
We could understand a word she's saying. She's probably busy taking some selfies or something like that. But no, we love Joey and she brings a lot to the Melbourne Vixens and her leadership, it just goes without saying. Oh. So you never know. She might be up there soon.
What is she reading in Hub Life? I'd love to know what she gets up to in Hub Life.
She's someone that I think just to be a fly on the wall and watch what she does in her room would be very interesting. Exactly. But there's lots of TikToks and dancing and she's also very smart, Joey. So she's doing a bit of uni work and stuff like that. But, yeah, she's an entertaining one for us. So it's good to have her in the hub.
She's actually too smart.
Yeah.
Hey, 97 games you've played, Katie girl. So when you play your 100th, is there a banner or do they do something special for you?
No, I don't, there won't be a banner. It's a bit different to football, but it takes a long time in netball to get to 100 games. Yeah. I think it might be my 8th or 9th season. And but, yeah, very excited to have played all my nearly 100 games with the Melbourne Vixens, and hopefully we can make it a good one in a couple of weeks.
What are all the testing procedures you're having to put up with? Is everyone being tested? Is it twice a week? How are you getting through all that?
Yeah, so we're in, I think, day 10 of quarantine at the moment in Brisbane, and we did a couple of tests before we left Melbourne, and for us it was, okay, you're leaving in 24 hours and then you're not going, and then we were leaving, and it ends up taking a week or so. So we did a couple of tests before we left Melbourne. We did another test on day 4, and I think we'll have another one either tomorrow or the day after. So, they're getting easier, which is nice.
How long are you projected? I know it's very hard to say, but projected to be hubbing for? Are we talking a month? Yeah. Are we talking 2-3 months? Like, what are you thinking?
Yeah, so we're quarantined for 14 days, as anyone would be there going into Queensland from Melbourne. And then we'll be here for the whole season, so hopefully for 12 weeks. So our season is being condensed into 9 weeks, so we'll play 14 games in 9 weeks, and then we'll have 3 weeks of finals following that. So it's going to be a quick season. It's going to go fast, but, yeah, we are here for a long time, and we're just excited. You know, obviously in Melbourne, the Victorians are doing it a bit tough at the moment, and we're thinking of everyone back home, but we're really grateful to be here in Queensland, and the government. Queensland government's been great to us in providing a lot of funding and enabling us to be here and play. So can't wait to get out there on court on Sunday.
All right, Kate, we cannot wait to see you play. It's coming up, the Magpies at Nissan Arena on Sunday at 5 p.m. Fat. Right. 9 Network, you can watch it all, of course.
Oh, 9, of course.
Are you going to switch on, boys?
I'll be there watching you, Katie girl. Do you toss the coin?
Yeah, we do toss the coin before the game. Right. I don't know if that will change now due to COVID as well. I don't know what the protocols there are, but hopefully
get the ref to sort that out. You just need
hopefully
to call.
We can get our Vixens supporters watching on TV.
Yes, exactly, on 9.
All right, well done, Kate. Good luck. Can't wait.
Thanks, guys.
Now, Jim, we love this segment we're about to do, and I've been working on this for a while, this little phoner, because it's great to connect with the public, with the people, with our people, the Rush Hour fans, Jim.
Yes.
So I've put something together,
What have you
Jim.
Put together?
I hope you like it.
I will.
What have you seen unusual, Jim?
A fella walking along the footpath, and he had a dog lead. Yeah. There was no animal on the end of it.
My partner and I saw this guy just sitting on the side of the street in his gym gear, covered in pigeons.
There's a lady pushing an 8-seater pram with 8 kids in it and uphill.
That's hard work. Hey, kids in it uphill. What have you seen?
Adam Prendergast pulled up next to a woman at a set of traffic lights on the way to work, looked over, and she was shaving.
Shaving. She might have had a couple of whiskers on the chin again, Jim.
But she was shaving. A Dane Suter. I saw a couple walking a pony down the main street of Berwick.
Oh.
That's unusual. Josh Irish.
Irish.
A big AFL ruckman, Maxie Gawn, playing park cricket on a Sunday afternoon during the summer, and he was the wicket keeper.
Ooh.
Big Maxwell.
Yeah, had to bend down every...
Jeepers.
No, I don't know about that.
what else you got?
It's unusual that a highlight of the radio show is when a listener calls in, give Todd his own show. Stuff, Todd.
Yep. All right, who we got first? Adam from...
think we got Jack from Manningjump.
Oh, right. Where? Oh, Manningjump, Jack.
Yeah, JB.
Mate, I know exactly where Mangerup is.
Where is it, just for those who may not?
We're about 3.5 hours south of Perth in WA.
But, righto, Jack, what have you seen unusual, my friend?
A bit of a story. Last Thursday, I was working with the boss and we were pulling out some posts and got me thumb caught in a bit of chain and a bit of blood on my thumb and looked over and there was me thumb stuck on the post.
Oh, no.
No.
Come off.
You actually pulled your thumb off.
Pulled my thumb off on a post.
Oh, that's unusual, Bill.
The whole thumb come out of the joint or?
So, it's got caught in the wire, caught in the chain and boss pulled the forks up and the top half of my thumb just went straight
sticking on the fence.
Stuck on the pole, had to pull it off the pole and quick trip into the Manji docks and they sent me through to Perth and had to amputate. Half it off.
Stick around there, Jack.
I was going to give him the thumbs up, Jim.
I was going to give him the thumbs up.
Imagine if he...
One, that's not good for radio.
Where are we going now, please?
That poor bloke.
We'll get to Naif, he's also in Mount Barker in WA. What's going on over there in the West, Naif?
Not much, mate. We're just getting ready to host the 2020 Grand Final here in WA.
I wouldn't mind. If it's not at the G, mate, I think that's a perfect place
for it. Can you get some nice weather, mate? It poured rain last night at the Geelong game.
Oh, yeah. Standard. Geelong would have been in the element.
They were. They played beautifully in the rain. Hey, what have you seen unusual, Naif?
Look, we're having a stinker over here in country WA. The crops aren't growing. The paddocks are barer than Fats' trophy cabinet. However, last night, we had a real Geelong-esque cold front rip through last night, and it pissed down with rain. Unusual.
Oh, there you go.
There you go. So what kind of crops you got? A bit of...
A bit of barley, mate.
You were going to say barley.
Barley or some oats.
Stay there like that. Who else we got?
We've got Nathan, Riddles Creek.
Bristol's local. Old way. Hello, Nath.
Hey, mate. How you going?
Good, man. Good. What have you seen unusual?
Not long ago, I went into a Macca's down Billy's Way in Geelong, and I heard a bloke say, "Do you know who I am?" So I looked over, and old Fats up at the counter, and he turns around with a salad in his hand.
Do you know who I am?
Now,
you
Nathan,
did that at a Macca's.
Nathan. I've never said that in my life.
Oh, no.
And I never had a salad in my life.
I found the salad actually the hardest bit to believe out of that. Certainly you would have said, you know who I am. Karen's there in Garfield. Karen, you're not the one who was walking around Brighton.
Or in Bunnings there, Kaz.
No, not me. Sorry, guys. How are you going?
Great.
Nice little spot, Garfield, Jim.
Garfield, Kaz?
Just out the road there.
Yeah, it's near Bunyip. It's in between Pakenham and Bunyip. So,
Were you there when I spun the wheel? I went to Garfield one night and spun the wheel.
No, we're actually at the footy club at Narnagoon. So, we sort of ditched the Garfield and went to Narnagoon.
All right. What do you got? What have you seen unusual?
It was actually my son. I've got four kids and my twins are 7.5. And my son comes out the other night and he goes, full nude from the shower, as you do out in the kitchen. Oh. And he said to mum, he goes, "Hey, mum, check this out. I can lick my armpit."
Oh, no.
He can lick his armpit.
I bet Bill's having a go at it now, Kaz.
Do you know what? I actually thought that he might have a crack at that.
He's having a go at it as we speak.
We can't believe it, but we're doing this again.
Yes.
And now, from the studios of Triple M Melbourne, it's the Rush Hour's Hump Day Quiz. Here's your host, Billy Brownless.
Bill.
Yes, Jim.
Wednesday's our least listened to show, I feel.
No, it's not.
I've got no evidence to back that up, but it's just because we jam a bloody quiz in there.
No.
That people don't find that entertaining.
You know, it was, Jim, least listened to, but now, Spikey McDykey.
Spikey McDykey.
And now it is the most listened to because of this, the Hump Day Quiz.
All right, we got two magnificent contestants
on. Sure?
That's what makes the quiz.
I don't know if they're magnificent.
Bo's out there. No. Are you from One Thaggy, mate? G'day, Bo.
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 Hello.
Oh, there he is.
Do you have a telephone in One Thaggy?
Dial up Internet still.
I love it.
You have to get a cup by a string to talk to your cousins.
Stay there, Bo. Like that. Brad's in Berwick. Hey, Brad.
Down the road.
G'day, fat and skinny. How are you?
Going. I was out there the other day. Mercedes-Benz Berwick, of course. Well, great friends of ours. Beautiful.
They call him Sparrow.
Got to get down to Cremorne of a farmer.
Oh, yeah, mate. The best palmer in town.
All right. If you think you know the answer, Bo, scream your name out. Brad, scream your name out. I'm the judge.
Yes.
And Fat asks the questions.
Five questions, boys.
All right,
and
here we go.
Footy and a bit of general knowledge for you, boys. You ready, boys?
Yeah, mate.
Who kicked 7 goals straight last weekend?
Bo.
Ooh.
Josh Kennedy.
Well done.
Kennedy, righto.
Seven straight, Jimmy.
Pretty good going.
So you're one down. Bo got the first one, Brad.
Question two, here we go.
Have a listen to this audio and tell me what happened next.
Hayden came in. No idea where the footy is. It ends up with Jumond, who goes looking for Polak, who takes a pretty good mark in the end with 2 seconds left in the turn.
Oh, we were not happy. We've all gone, oh, no. What happened next, boys? Do you know?
Yes, Brad.
He marked it on the line and then the umpires recalled it.
Oh, no. So, Bozo, Sparrow. All yours.
Sparrow, you got it wrong.
I believe Pollock turned it straight over.
No. Jasper Pittard came running in and belted Mark Murphy. And they reversed the decision.
So no one gets
that one. No one there. Right. Question three.
Which AFL team has not won a game thus far?
Sparrow.
Adelaide.
Well done.
There we go. So one each.
Adelaide North this week. Someone's got to win, Jim.
Right. Yes, please.
Have a listen to this audio and tell me who this freak is.
Yes, Bozo.
Kanye West?
Yes.
Kanye West it is.
What was that shit he was
carrying? No idea. All right, so the decider.
Yep. So Bo's on two, Sparrow's on one.
Right.
If Brad wins this one, it's 2-2. We need
a tiebreaker. Yeah.
Come on, Bo. What Sydney player allegedly...
Sparrow.
Papley.
Yep.
Oh.
Gone off script.
What the hell was the question?
What Sydney player allegedly milked a free kick?
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah, which was Tom Papley.
Righto, so we got two each, and now the decider.
Righto, Jim just back.
Well, down the bottom there's
down
a question.
Down the bottom there's a question.
Question just there.
Oh, right, yes. Oh, in tonight's Western Bulldogs-Richmond game, a Bulldogs...
Yes, Barrett.
Oh, he's gone early.
Caleb Daniel.
Incorrect, which allows Bozo the full question.
A Bulldog... is playing his 150th game.
Bo.
Yes, Bozo.
Oh, good work, Bo.
Jack McRae.
Yes, Jack McRae! Bozo.
And we're joined by this man.
This is the Triple M Sunday night footy team, Bernie. Baz Denner. Daisy Thomas. Joey Montagna. No Bernie Vince tonight. He was with us last night. The McDonald's Triple M Rocks footy.
That's Joey Montagna, the host, of course. And this very good host, Joey.
Yes.
Jim is one, and Brian and Eddie. You just got to know who's on your team, my friend.
Yeah, that's right. I just had a bit of a brain fade. He was with me the night before, Bernie, and he was just on the mind, and I thought he was with us in the commentary. Thanks for playing that.
Guess who pulled that out? Yeah. Oh, Rabsy couldn't wait to play.
We'll just roll this first. Rabbit's
yeah, exactly.
Hey, I liked it. Very, very good. Well, and it's not Triple M, Joey, if we don't put SH1T on ourselves first.
Yes, Joe.
Exactly right. I've learnt that very quickly, that you cop plenty of that, but it's all good. We all make mistakes, so you move on.
I have, in fact. We all made thousands.
Oh, well, I haven't. And we all blow up too occasionally. Now, weight-wise, Joey, I read a nice little letter. You don't see many letters anymore from Nathan Brown at St Kilda, who looks like he's left the hub up there in Noosa and has come back to St Kilda or come back to Victoria. But that was a lovely letter. And in that, he said he's deserted my brothers in the heat of battle. And it went on. It was very nice.
Yeah, it was a beautiful letter from Nathan Brown. He's obviously left the team up in Noosa, and it seems like, reading between the lines, he's probably played his last game, obviously, for the footy club. And he's been a wonderful addition since he came across from Collingwood. He broke a few of our hearts in 2010 with his performance on Rui in the grand finals. But since he came to the club, the boys have absolutely loved him. He's one of the better blokes you'll ever meet in footy, Nathan Brown, and played a really good role as a fullback. And, yeah, they love him at the club. So he's going to be sorely missed, and he's had a wonderful career, but sometimes things are more important than footy, and he's had his success, and now he's got to come home and look after his young family. So we wish him all the best, but one of the best blokes that's been at a footy club.
And down Bowen Heads way, so anyone down there that wants a good player and a good clubman, or oh, he'd be a nice little find down there.
He would be too, oh yeah.
Who's the best player in the comp, Joey, right now?
You'd almost have to say Dusty's taking the mantle back.
He might have heard Croft just sort of say that he thought Petrarca had gone past him and scoffed at it and said, hang on, don't forget about me. So I think he's regained the mantle as the best player. But Lockie Neal's been probably the most consistent star this year. But I think if you were picking a player for next week, you'd be taking Dusty.
And I reckon that's why Croft sort of edged towards mentioning Petrarca. But you've got Bontempelli, you've got Fife when he's up and about. Because, Joey, the ones that can go forward and also hit the scoreboard and catch it in the air, the big midfielders, Cripps.
Dangerfield.
Probably got it. Yeah, Danger can do it. Cripps heads down that path. He'll be an unbelievable player too. Not that he isn't already. But that extra dimension is what you look for.
They are the most dominant players in the game. I know in the 90s it was the key forwards, and when Bill was playing, it was the big centre-half forwards. But in the last 5 or 6 years, the most dominant players in the competition and the most important, as you said, are the big midfielders that can win their own ball but also go forward and hit the scoreboard. And that's why Petrarca's now joined that elite category, along, as you said, with the likes of Dusty and Fife and Danger and Bontempelli, Cripps and et cetera. And they're the players you want. And that's why there's so much excitement about like a Cam Rayner at the Brisbane Lions and a few others, because they've got the capability of doing that role.
Why didn't you become one of them, Fat? What was wrong with you? Because you've got the size. Why wouldn't you go in there and win some contested ball and then catch it forward?
I was a decoy. I know my role, Jim.
Did you ever go into a centre bounce?
Yeah. I used to do a bit of ruck work. Oh. I was very good at the craft because I could jump and I could tap it straight down Bairstow or Couch's throat. They loved it. And I played at centre-half back.
I want vision of that.
Well, what about the year I played at centre-half back when I come fifth in the best and fair, the Brownlow?
I also want vision of that.
I'd like to see. The year Liberatore won it, I was fifth playing at centre-half back.
Yeah, Liberatore run with 14 votes. So fifth, you would have got about six.
Yeah, how's your weight, Joey? All right.
Yeah, it's not bad, Bill. It's always hard in lockdown, but we'll get outside next side at some stage.
Hey, Nonna, you're still eating Nonna's lasagna?
I haven't because I haven't been able to go and see Nonna. Oh. I haven't seen her for a while.
So. Oh, we'll send a cheerio to her.
I will. Hello, Nonna.
Hey, Joey, great chatting to you, mate. Enjoy this amazing footy mania.
Yeah, can't wait. Looking forward to it. Thanks, guys.
See you, Joey.
We all know a bloke who thinks he's funnier after he's had a few.
Now that I'm a joke meister.
This is Billy's Joke on the Rush Hour Sunday Session.
My wife just gave birth, Jim, and after thanking the doctor, I pulled him aside and sheepishly asked him, how soon do you think that we'll be able to have sex? Mm-hmm. He winked at me and said, I'm off in 10 minutes. Meet me in the car park.
Come on, Bill. Come on, Bill.
What about that? The bloody doctor, Jim.
Not the doctor wanting a piece.
Doctor. Come on, Doc, I said. Come on, Doc.
It's a bit early for that, Doc.
Come on, Doc.
This has been the Rush Hour Sunday Session. And catch up with JB and Billy anytime by downloading the Triple M app.
I feel good.
Triple M.